And welcome to the Tokyo 2020 recap on the Full Course Show Jumping Podcast, presented by Zebra Product and Tucci Boot, who we really thank for their support for this. Firstly, I've got to get to massive well done to Ben Mayer. There was just the most phenomenal round you could possibly do under that intense pressure. He rode so well, explosion looked phenomenal, and I just showed why they are, in everyone's minds, the best combination. And the Olympics just shows everything, and he just, explosion looked phenomenal, Ben rode superb, and it was just a brilliant round for everything to do with them and their stables and the whole of British equestrian sport, who've done so well throughout this Olympics. So again, massive well done to Ben, and also, goes without saying, deep commiserations for Scott Brash having been just half a second over the time, which we were all gutted for him because his horse jumped superb there. But yeah, there we go. Ben Mayer, phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. The world's best combination, really showing there, putting him in that top echelon with all the top riders there. Phenomenal. So anyway, now leading on to Andrew Baldock, reporter out in Tokyo, where he'll give his breakdown of the whole competition, going into the nitty gritty of all of the all the competition through the first and the second round, and hopefully you'll bring some interviews from the mixed zone from the riders.
Well, it's a very, very good evening from Tokyo Equestrian Park, where the result, the Great Britain Show Jumping, so deeply desired, has come to pass. Ben Mayer is the Olympic individual show jumping champion. A fantastic performance with Explosion W, the wonder horse that he is, had great success with on the Global Champions Tour in the last couple of years, came good when it really mattered to win Britain's second successive Olympic individual title after Nick Scalton in Rio. Only one other country has achieved that in the history of the Olympic Games, and that was Germany in 1992 with Ludger Bierbaum and 1996 with Ulrich Kirchhoff. That tells you how dominant British show jumping is on the global stage at the moment. And Ben, you know, as he admitted afterwards, terrific pressure coming here. I mean, let's face it, Explosion W has been the talking horse. Everybody has been talking about it, and he knew the pressure was on to deliver. Last to go in the first round following the qualification yesterday, it was a perfect performance to be one of six combinations to go through to the jump-off. A jump-off that included three Swedish riders, including Rio silver medalist Peder Fredriksson, who ended up with silver again on this occasion, and that augurs well, I think, for them for the team event later this week. But it was Ben's night, came home in the jump off by 1700ths of a second, and as he said, he felt on one occasion that Explosion grew wings for him as he came home to take the gold medal. Fantastic performance. Ben, understandably very emotional immediately after his round, spoke very well afterwards about his wedding as well to American fiance Sophie, which is in a couple of weeks' time, and he assured us that both Explosion and the gold medal would be honoured guests at the wedding. So plenty to look forward to there. For the other two British riders, absolute agony for Scott Brash. A wonderful round on Hello Jefferson, jumping immaculately, but one time fault ended their hopes of reaching the jump off. Ireland's Kian O'Connor had a similar experience with Kilkenny, so absolute agony, as I've said, for Scott. He admitted afterwards that it was his fault, thought the horse was superb. And for Harry Charles, a very, very important sort of learning round for Harry. Brilliant performance yesterday, and today really good parts of his round. Four down on Romeo 88, and Harry decided to retire just towards the end of his round. But this is a terrific sort of combination that's going to be on the scene for an awful long time, and you know, I think there's every chance they will go to the European Championships shortly, and they're going to be around the British team for a long time to come. But this was Ben Mayer's night, you know, the guy who was there in 2012, part of the Great Britain team that won team gold alongside Nick, Harry's father Peter, and Scott, and now 9 years later, he's taken perhaps the biggest prize of all, the title of Olympic individual show jumping champion. Anyone who's seen the horse, Ben himself, imagines it's like driving a Ferrari when he sits on it. He even said after Windsor a few weeks ago that if he asked the horse to make him breakfast, he'd probably do it. He's that intelligent and that sharp. But a wonderful celebration of show jumping tonight, a brilliant competition, fantastic course. There were tests all the way around it, from virtually fence one to the very end. But it was Ben Mayer, Great Britain's Ben Mayer, who's come out on top to take the biggest prize in the sport, an Olympic gold medal.